Smiling Jack. We did Waimea together. His friends Alex and Jim and Dick discovered Mavericks near Half Moon Bay. Jack was the greatest of the second generation after DeBull did his pioneering. Well, we was all in Hawaii at Banzai Pipeline one afternoon digging the waves, and Jack rode a swell that we could sense out for about 10 minutes gathering out there on the horizon. One of them waves that telegraphs its intentions ahead. You know, the potential to transport. You see, only Jack could read a wave like that. Like that bullet infantrymen talk about having their names written on them. He could tell which one would wipe out whom, and who always scrupulously avoided those which would dump him. Not this day, Billy. But maybe so. Maybe he did see that his name was written foaming across its crest. Because the peoples on the beach saw the two of us, about 50 feet apart on this monster, of which tube he caught with perfect tubular tubulosity ever, and he never came out the other side. Nothing. Like he up and vanished. Like he never existed. Now, if you ask me, he'd hit the vortex, you might say, that thing every surfer's looking for, wherever he wants to admit it or not. Maybe Jack come out the other side to a world more tilted towards the light than ours. Anyway, we searched all the beach all day with heavy hearts and tears, waiting for that bobbing bit of flesh out there, or a stoven board to come breaking the shore, but it never happened. So friends of ours who are into holding seances together regular, before Jack went missing, began to hold forth asking where he'd gone into the void. Well, it turned out that he hadn't been yet through with us on this side. He sent us messages through this other kind of board, to that better place that he'd gone to. We asked for a message from him, further proving to us the continuity of life, and the possibility that we too could cross over to this world he'd been pioneering for us. He told us to take all his old surfboards, tie them all together like a teepee, and bring the Ouija board in for maximum amplification. Now at the time, I wasn't one for no spiritual pursuits beyond riding waves, being 1963 and all, you know. But damned if he didn't tell us to look down 4.5 miles north of Waimea at dawn, and there was his board beaten by a month's sun and all dried out. Well, that's his vessel there, wrapped to the top of Croatoan,